We don't often talk about video games or about AFL on Sunday Extra, but then last week, Powerbomb Games, which is, quote, a South Australian indie developer that focuses on creating high concept titles blended with satire, released Projank Footy. Projank Footy is a retro Street Fighter style game depicting an AFL match with hilarious commentary by Auntie Donna's Broden Kelly.
Welcome to the Grandstand Oval. Goal! That's a huge hoof. Prayers remain unanswered. Time for a new TV, I reckon. This one's busted.
Creator David Ashby calls Projank Footy a love letter to Aussie rules footy and our absurd culture. He previously co-created the brilliant absurdist SBS comedy series Danger 5 that features 1960s international spies fighting Nazi dinosaurs. And Projank Footy is, well, like that for AFL. David Ashby, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, David, at one level, Projank Footy is an AFL computer game, but so we don't give people the wrong impression, could you describe for us some of the ways in which Projank Footy is different from conventional Australian rules football?
Well, basically, the premise for Projank Footy came about from wanting to make a retro version of Australian rules football, but lean into the idea of what defines Australian rules football. Because if you explain the code to somebody who's completely unfamiliar with it, it sounds like you're making it up. Because it's, you know, 18 aside, played on a cricket oval, trying to get a ball and act like two classrooms chasing it and somehow score goals between giant sticks. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It sounds like you're making up on the spot. And so with our game, we wanted to embrace and make fun of, you know, Australia's favourite code of sports.
And so you've added some extras to the traditional rules, some variants in Projank Footy. Can you give us a glimpse of what some of those are?
Well, basically, whenever someone scores a goal in Projank Footy, the opposition player gets to choose a power-up. And these power-ups range from making your team better or making the other team worse or changing the rules of the game completely. And these include simple things like removing the umpire, which in real life, you know, you would love to see from time to time. But also the more absurd stuff like putting goalposts all around the boundary of the oval and, of course, turning everyone into footballs. And since footy is a high-scoring game, these power-ups stack on top of each other. And so Projank Footy starts as a footy game but quickly descends into chaos as more powers and more changes affect the game.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it in the gameplay yet, but there's also a no arms option, which is hard to get your head around.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the tastiest morsels come from like the dumbest ideas, you know what I mean? So with our game, you know, it's been really fun trying to come up with things that not necessarily reflect what's in Australian sporting culture, but just stuff you'd want to see for no reason. So, you know, how cool would it be if all the players had no arms? Because that obviously means they can't mark the ball, you know what I mean? But like, it's more of an absurd idea more than anything.
But there is also a bit of footy knowledge and a nod to football culture. Like one of the power-up cards is Country League, where you've got one superstar player, but the rest are really bad. And that seems to me to be very well informed. David, I've got to say, I'm shocked that the AFL hasn't officially sponsored and supported your game. But to get around that, you have had to come up with different teams. What teams can Projank Footy players choose to represent?
Well, since the entire development team is South Australian based, we just decided to make all the teams heavily South Australian, which include the Port Noarlunga Chips, the Ceduna Dooners, the Salisbury Park Snags. But like, that's the fun about making up your own game and your own league. You know, you come up with your own teams and your own mascots for these teams that don't exist. And there's so much fun to be had. And also, you know, the strangeness of including things like snags and chips and prawns, which is, you know, vernacular that is seldom known outside our borders.
And of course, because they're Aussie rules teams, they also have that very strange Aussie rules tradition of also having a team song. Who came up with the team song?
Well, my business partner, Dario Russo, we made Danger 5 together, is also a fantastic composer and painfully humble. He's actually not really a footy fan at all. And so he created team songs for each one of our fictional teams, which ride the line between, you know, absolute sincerity and piss take. Like, they absolutely sound genuine.
Goes prawns, we're number one. Fresh from the ocean, here we come.
of North or West or East Coast Bronx. We're proud and sound and proud and prone. The South Coast Bronx, we're number one. Fresh from the ocean, here we come. The South Coast Bronx.
I think he spent all of 5 minutes on each song, which is all you need to spend. But like, again, like that's the thing about our game. We're embracing Australian sports culture and tradition, because I don't know if there's any other code in the world where whenever the team wins, they sing a song. We take that stuff for granted. It's actually really endearing and brilliant. Don't get me wrong, like people take sport incredibly serious in this country, but I think we forget how exotic we really are.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with one of the creators of the new computer game Pro Jank Footy, David Ashby. David, with the greatest of respect, how on earth did this happen?
Well, you'd know this. It's actually one of the times where I was at a barbecue with some friends, and you know how your friends come up with the greatest ideas and you're like, oh, yeah, all right. It was one of those instances where I was challenged to make a video game, basically because Cam Rogers, who ended up producing Pro Jank Footy, he's an entertainment lawyer and works a lot in the game space across the country. And he made the argument that there's a lot of funny video games being made and they seem to be doing really well around the world, including here with House House's Untitled Goose Game, which was produced in Melbourne. But despite these successes, studios aren't really making new IP or new games that are funny. And, you know, he also said that there's a lot of soft money support specifically out of Screen Australia for people like myself or anyone for that matter who wants to try out making a video game. And so he just asked me, you know, why don't you make a funny video game? And so I immediately thought, all right, let's do Aussie Rules and take the bits out of it.
And one of the great features of the game is the commentary from Auntie Donna's Broden Kelly. He apparently described doing the voiceover work for Pro Jank Footy as the worst day of my life, which is a lovely tribute. David, could you give us some reflections on the last time that you'll ever work with Broden Kelly?
I think after that experience, I'd have to do something really nice to him to get him into briefing me. We actually went to Dario's place and recorded it in Adelaide before he did a stage show with Donna, which is, as some people might know, not really the subtlest of acts. It's incredibly exhausting. And so we thought it'd be an opportune time to, you know, put him in the booth for 6 hours and punch out all these lines.
What a game they've played. They're getting chippies and burgers on the way home if they're nice to mum.
But, you know, we have extra content planned for the game and we'll get more cues out of Broden, whether he likes it or not.
David, is Pro Jank Footy actually seriously aiming for commercial success as a computer game?
Well, for me and the team, success meant basically realizing an idea. Because, you know, working in the creative arts, 9 times out of 10, these things die on the vine. And so the job for me is, you know, to come up with things that I think are entertaining and to see them out. And I'm not worried about what I'm doing now. I'm worried about the second and third thing. And getting into games and making Pro Jank Footy was just like another iron in the fire. It was also an exercise in using the Australian market to help propel something as opposed to trying to garner success overseas. What I've learned with games is it takes years and years to develop something, not just from a game level, but also a community level, which drives sales and so forth. And so for this, I really wanted to lean into the idea that, you know, Australian content and Australian stories can travel from Australia first, as opposed to the other way around. And so it was a case of just leaning on the tools that I have available, you know, working in film and television, working with Broden. And obviously we have a very rabid sports media. When you're coming up with an idea for something, first of all, you want it to be fun. Secondly, you got to think about how you market it. You know what I mean? And so that was a conscious decision from the get-go.
I've no idea how the game's selling or performing so far, but certainly the reviews I've read of it seem to be pretty positive. Do you have a sense of what the reaction's been in the gaming community and also in the footy community?
The reception of Pro Jank Footy's been like incredibly overwhelmingly positive, because there's always a chance that no one downloads it. You know what I mean? It's pretty cut and dry, but the people who have been playing it have been quite emphatic with their feedback and their general positive outlook to the game and how it plays and the potential for it, and especially the comedic elements landing, which is always, you know, as you know, it's completely subjective. So it's been great. We wanted to make it for footy fans, but those completely unfamiliar with the sport as well. and for people who don't even like sporting games, you know, because Project Footy is ostensibly a party game where it's less about sport and more about how stupid you can make it.
Well, as well as being able to play Project Footy on Steam, Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, if you happen to be in Melbourne, it's also a free arcade machine game in some pubs in Melbourne. Why is that, David?
Well, why not? You know, look, I'm 39 and I remember like going to the bowling alleys and seeing arcade cabinets, and they're cool. And I think it's always interesting discovering something for the first time, you know what I mean? Like, because nobody asks for these arcade cabinets, but we just thought it would be really cool. And if you put it out there, you might get the interest of somebody and they might tell their friends. And that's really what it drives. And ultimately, our game can be played by all ages. The controls are simplified enough that your dad can play it and you can destroy him. And so it's a good excuse to get out the house and play the game.
Well, given the description of Powerbomb games, I've got to ask you as well, do you have other high concept titles blended with satire in the pipeline, David?
Yeah, there's some kicking around, but for the moment, we just want to concentrate on seeing Project Footy out. And that's basically it.
Well, it's certainly out and it's like nothing else. Project Footy can be played on Steam, Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, or on arcade machines at the Great Northern in Carlton and the Victoria Hotel in Brunswick. David Ashby, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thanks for having me.
That's David Ashby, the co-creator of the new video game Project Footy.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.